When you think of LinkedIn, you think of this professional network, the one that's used for business. So us as YouTubers creating fun, cool, exciting content on YouTube, is LinkedIn a world we should be investigating? Well, the answer might surprise you. Today we're going to show you how you can use LinkedIn to actually help your YouTube channel. Let's do this.
Welcome to Tube Talk, the show dedicated to helping you become a better video creator so you can get more views, subscribers, and build your audience. Brought to you by vidIQ. Download for free at vidIQ.com.
And welcome to another episode of Tube Talk. My name is Liron Segev. I am a tech blogger, a YouTuber, and the director of customer success here at vidIQ, where every day we help creators big and small level up their channel, get more subscribers, more views in less time. So can YouTubers use the power of LinkedIn to help them grow their YouTube channel? There's only one person who's amazing at doing this. She is our expert. She is Judy Fox, and she's here with us. Judy, welcome to Tube Talk.
I'm excited to be here, and the crowd goes wild.
Sound effects here. Wow.
Thank you for the introduction. That was amazing.
So let's start at the top. So firstly, who is Judy Fox in a tweet?
In a tweet? Judy Fox is someone who likes taking complicated topics and making them simple.
Wow. That is even, I think it's 140 character tweets, not just a tweet. Well done. That's respectable.
I was trying.
No prep was done for this at all, by the way. This is the first time she's hearing these questions. So, Judy, let's look. We have content creators. We have YouTubers who are uploading and growing their channel, building up their audience. And we've been hearing about LinkedIn, LinkedIn, LinkedIn. LinkedIn has gone video live. So let's start. Should YouTubers be looking at LinkedIn full stop?
Hell yes, full stop.
Okay, maybe we should have done this entire interview in a tweet. Would have been easier. All right, care to expand on that?
And you want me to tell you why?
Yeah. Care to expand on that?
Yes, I would love to. All right. So I will say that even just in the last 2 months, so we are talking end of 2019, beginning of 2020, YouTube videos in the newsfeed, when you're scrolling, they will play in the newsfeed and actually not even send you off of the site. So I uploaded a YouTube video about 2 months ago and got 11,000 views on a YouTube video. I don't think people would be mad about that, right?
Not at all. Not at all. And just to be clear, when you say you uploaded a YouTube video, you didn't upload the video natively into LinkedIn. It was uploaded on your channel and you used the link and you basically uploaded the link into LinkedIn.
Yes, I got views on my YouTube video.
Okay, no. But we've been hearing forever that LinkedIn hates YouTube. And when you upload a link or you drop a link into your articles or into your post, LinkedIn doesn't really want to bubble that content. So what's happening?
I agree. I think because all of a sudden they're playing within the newsfeed. You literally stay on LinkedIn and watch that YouTube video. I just did it as an example this morning with a client. I showed them. I said, I'm scrolling through the newsfeed. I'm playing my YouTube video. And it didn't open up another browser. It didn't send me. It just played right there in the newsfeed.
Oh, so that's a big change.
Yes. And I don't think LinkedIn announced it anywhere. I don't know if they're playing around with it. I don't know exactly what happened, but I noticed it and I went, click. Something is going on here on LinkedIn that's changed. Okay. So... All right, upload your YouTube videos.
Okay. But now you've been doing this for a long time. You've seen clients big and small. You've seen people making amazingly wonderful mistakes. Can you share anything, any tips that we should be looking out for? So when we upload our content, like what's the right way? What's the wrong way?
I think because LinkedIn has been this professional platform, that's the word that everyone puts with it. There's some type of energy, and if you've ever read the book, The Speed of Trust, or any type of business relationship, you think integrity and trust and all of these leadership and professional words come to mind with LinkedIn. So there are certain, let's just say, decreasing trust activities that people do. So one example is they forget that LinkedIn was first a written and reading platform. The platform is definitely built to still read your content. They will watch your videos. Mm-hmm. But what I notice is that that see more button on every single post is probably one of the most trust building activities you can do. People will be more likely to click see more if you actually provide a story or some type of level up moment past that see more button. So that way, when they see your content, they'll invest a little bit of time in it. They'll give it a like. 8 out of 10 people potentially could even just like it based on the fact that you've built up their trust mm-hmm. and they're willing to look like they are leveling up their business and their life and their mindset and their leadership by just even surrounding themselves by your content. If you continue to provide content past that see more button.
Okay. So for those who don't know, when you have an article or a post on LinkedIn, mm-hmm. it shows you a little preview, cut the first line or so. And then if your article goes beyond that or your post goes beyond that, it's a see more button that you got to click on to expand so people can read the rest of your content, correct?
Yeah, it's just like when we click the see more button on our YouTube descriptions. It's just like the same button on Facebook, the same thing on Instagram. It tells the platform that people are investing more time into your content when they click that button.
Okay, so what is a tip that we can take away from this? To be more professional, think written form first.
Think that you're there to give see more past the see more button. So it's not necessarily professional. I like using the word leadership type of content. So mm-hmm. instead of using the word professional just to describe LinkedIn, I now use the word leadership. And leaders, they make the people following them, not make, but they mm-hmm. give and put boundaries and context in so that when people come to them, they feel like, oh, a sense of safety or security or yes, this person has me and they've got my back, whatever your leadership vibe is. So you can show up in that way and each time they know what to expect from you. And that's what I believe is truly being consistent. Not necessarily, oh, I have to post every Wednesday at 9 a.m. You could basically post once a month, but because you're so consistent, you could probably knock it out of the post or out of the park once a month. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Okay, so people are expecting information from you. They've built some trust with you. You're able to follow people, and people don't know that you're able to follow hashtags as well. Mm-hmm. So once you kind of put all these things together, you're building your authority and your consistency. What else can we be doing to be able to get our content out there that's going to get somebody to say, okay, I like this content. I'm going to actually watch their YouTube videos because now they've embedded in, and I know that it's going to add value to me.
Yeah, I think any time that we can show up consistently also for a network of connections, for example, consistently supporting and commenting on your colleagues and your peers is mm-hmm. very, very important. Because if you go out and show that you are supporting others in the same or parallel type of industries or business or content that's out on the platform, we all know that we're not the only voice ever.
Right, absolutely.
And even some of the biggest names that we know, we forget that we're in a bubble. And sometimes those huge names, there's still millions of people who don't know who they are. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think we just don't realize that we gravitate and we need a diverse set of voices. So for you to actually support content that's out in the world and go and do that on LinkedIn, it actually gets returned to you tenfold.
But you still got to be authentic. I mean, just going to every content creator out there and giving them a thumbs up and saying, nice post, that's not great practice.
That's not leadership level. That's right. The equivalent of passing by every cubicle in your corporate office and just being like, high five. You want your leader to actually be like, hey, how was your weekend? I know what you were up to this weekend, like not in a stalky way, but I know how much you love the Super Bowl. I mean, I know how much you love this sport. Have you, what's your golf game like? I don't know. You have some relevant conversation with that person which is the equivalent of showing up on somebody's post and acknowledging, doing active listening skills back to them, acknowledging what they wrote first, and then giving your opinion if they asked a question.
And just generally being a good citizen of the platform, contributing positively, and people will then rise to the top. People will bubble up. They say, oh, okay, I can consistently see this person being really helpful. What are they up to? And then maybe they could go check out your profile.
Yeah.
On the profile bit, I know it's a discussion we've had many times. Are people still making mistakes when they're setting up their LinkedIn profiles?
Of course, everyone. Of course. it's always progress over perfection. So there's never anyone who is ever perfect. And I would say, just to wrap up the common thing, I really want to make this clear that I've had clients that spend the first 2 to 3 weeks of my program only focused on commenting, and it's grown their reach by 4,000%. The eyeballs that are seeing their content. So I think people don't realize that commenting is shown more in the newsfeed than people realize.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So I have to put that out there.
No.
I've literally had people tell me, like, oh my God, it changed my life. Commenting actually changed my entire experience on LinkedIn.
Okay, no, and I'm glad you stopped to make that point. That is very, very critical.
One of my favorite recent, I mean, it's just in the last week that one of my clients got Arianna Huffington's attention because she commented on her post, and then she reached out and said, I would love for you to write for Thrive. And then she literally, within a week, she now has an article up on Thrive.
That is just wow.
And but it all was from commenting. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I call it my leadership level comments. And I have my 5 tips to commenting well on LinkedIn. So
nice. Yeah. Okay. Can we get to the profile now?
Yes. Now we can do the profile.
Great.
Yes. So I definitely think a picture is always worth 1,000 words. We have these sayings in the world for these reasons. So literally LinkedIn is giving you the most amazing banner image at the top, just like you have a YouTube banner, and you would really, really find that your YouTube banner really positions you, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, we teach that all the time.
It can tell your audience when you're uploading in your schedule. It can tell them the value proposition of the content you put out. And so they know your niche. The moment they land on your banner, they get your vibe. They get what you're selling or whatever you're promoting, your book. Same exact thing on LinkedIn. You literally have a banner image, and take advantage of it, because the moment somebody lands on your profile, it's 7 to 10 seconds, just like a resume, where we decide we're going to invest more time or we're going to click off.
It's amazing how very similar that is to YouTube. It's, you know, when somebody lands, they see a video that they like, they will then naturally click on your name to see what your channel's all about. And the first thing they see is that banner. And so many people are still undervaluing the power of that visual imagery to instantly connect with an audience to say, hey, this is what I'm all about. Are you here for those? Great. If you're not, move on. LinkedIn is the same.
Yes, it's a free billboard driving down the internet highway, and it's
absolutely
being laid out right there for you. So take advantage of that. I call it optimizing the above the fold. So anything that you have to now scroll down to, just focus on everything. If you only have an hour or two to update your above the fold section, at a minimum, what I tell people, what will convert is kind of turning it into a little bit of a business card, not being over the top business card, but at a minimum, put your tagline, if you have one, put your company logo and your website and a message me for more information, or, you know, something that has some type of call to action, something that tells people to connect and message you, and something with your website.
So the banner itself, should we update it kind of quarterly? Should we update it every 6 months, once a year? What do you think is a good practice?
We should update it about once a year, especially if you're not having any major changes in your business or your branding or what you're working on and promoting. You would update it about once a year on average.
And then would you advise that your banner on YouTube be the same banner on LinkedIn, so people have that association between the two?
I definitely think it's nice to have similar elements. If you can make and they it makes sense to make them work, then I would do it. But I think there's certain things about the YouTube banner that I've seen that you may not necessarily translate over to LinkedIn. Like, for example, if you have a schedule on YouTube and you're uploading a certain schedule, that wouldn't make sense in your LinkedIn banner.
Okay, great point. Can every niche be on LinkedIn? Are there some niches that literally should not be on LinkedIn?
I don't know of a niche right now that shouldn't be on LinkedIn unless we're getting into, like, unless there's something inappropriate, but I just really cannot think of anything that, because I see a comedian in Australia and she is crushing it because of LinkedIn, because it's just truly about humans connecting with other humans. And we forget that a person at work also needs things that may be relevant outside of work. Like a person in, let's just say she's an HR manager, turns out she's getting married and she needs all of the services that a wedding would need or provide. And so the DJ, she's a DJ, she's a comedian slash MC. And so she gets so much work and so much projects because of LinkedIn. She's literally exploded. Her YouTube series and TV show has exploded. Like, she's gotten more investors, because we forget the investors are on LinkedIn. So I think people just forget, like, there's an artist that I know that when she posts a painting, because she's showing a time lapse of her painting and she's doing all kinds of really cool video tricks, I guess, editing, she is really exploding. I mean, I notice every video she puts up, it's like 100,000, 200,000 views.
Wow.
We are so forgetful that we are not one-dimensional creatures ever.
Yes.
They're not our title.
So now, is timing a thing? So, you know, again, LinkedIn has changed and the way we looked at LinkedIn has changed, where we used to say, okay, let's upload maybe a shorter clip, lots of text on the image, because people are going to watch it without sound, and then direct them to watch the rest on YouTube. Is that still a thing?
The whole video I uploaded, like I said, on a 10-minute video that lives on YouTube and drove traffic, and my results were people were watching the entire video. And I just feel like it's more about telling people exactly what's in that video versus forcing them to invest time into a video. They're building trust with you when you literally say, here's basically what's in this video, but you can also watch it. And so what ended up happening is people were willing to read that and hear and see, okay, that's what's in the video. Yeah, I'll spend some time watching that. And we forget that the LinkedIn platform will do that.
Hmm. Okay. So we got to kind of look at LinkedIn slightly different than we used to in the past. And I think that's a big thing, where somebody might have experimented with LinkedIn a year ago, you know, 6 months ago, and and that's the whole, it changes so quickly. And maybe they didn't get the results they were looking for, and they've written off the entire platform saying it's not for me. Mm-hmm. Can we come back to this? Because one thing I've been hearing again and again on LinkedIn, that if LinkedIn doesn't like you, you've uploaded just links, 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 and links, LinkedIn isn't surfacing your content. Well, if you're going to continue down this path, well, you're basically telling LinkedIn you don't have good content.
You do have to, and that's why I have a strategy for a commenting strategy and an engagement type of strategy, because many people have, like, let's just say, burned out their social capital by spamming the platform, to be honest, in not really actually being there for the content. They're not there for other people. They just show up, post just numbers after numbers, like you just said.
Right.
And they're talking, basically I call that the talking at us energy. They're just shouting at us, pay attention to me, pay attention to me. I'm posting. The moment you flip over, you do have to, the longer and the more hard it is for people to see you because you have been spamming the platform, I do tell people, spend 1 to 2, maybe even 3 weeks where you just basically spam the platform with comments. And I do say it's spam, but it's not. It's just, if you're going to flip the conversation, just go out and become like a comment master and just blow up with comments. And what ends up happening is people literally are like, whoa, where did this person come from? I'm so glad they're here. I never saw them before. Or, I mean, I was just looking, not to put somebody on the spot, but I was looking at Jay Shetty's content and I was surprised. He has maybe, I can't remember how many followers, but he has a crap ton, whatever crap ton is.
That's a technical term.
Yeah, that's a technical term. But I'm kind of putting him on the spot. But I think that's really a good, you know, it's an example of somebody who is posting, who is not going out and hasn't earned it, if that makes sense. So right now, he's not getting a lot of likes and comments, maybe like 2 comments per post.
So basically the whole, you've burnt your social capital. That's a quite a good way of looking at it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we know Jay Shetty and we know his voice and we know him on Facebook, but LinkedIn doesn't quite know him. And so you have to spend just even a couple weeks to build up that social capital for people to go, oh, I recognize you.
Yes. If you have been
back.
Okay. It is possible. So as
we shout out to Jay, you can.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I just put him on the spot and he didn't even know it.
It's okay. But it's positive advice, which is why we're here. We all want to grow. We all want to do better. And this is why we do these things.
Well, and sometimes we forget and we think, I've seen the talk that says, only if you're a big name, only if you're this, only if you're that kind of, will you get attention on LinkedIn? And I say that's bollocks or whatever you want to call it. But the reason I'm putting him on the spot is he is a big name. He has a crap ton of followers, as a technical term. And he is only getting like 2 comments. So we have to remember LinkedIn is another language on a different planet.
Yes.
And if you don't speak the language, the planet like doesn't know you're there.
Or it doesn't understand you, therefore it doesn't know how to help you.
Yeah.
Essentially. So as we're thinking of wrapping up and I'm now fired up, I've got my YouTube channel. I'm thinking, okay, LinkedIn, I've got to definitely give that a shot. Do I start at fixing my profile first? Because that's where my attention is going to be when somebody discovers me. Or do I start with commenting first? What's my first step this afternoon when I'm ready to hit this platform?
Yay. I say do the above the fold on your profile. So don't worry about all the features below and you have to scroll down. Just work on what I call the banner, and then make sure your profile image, we want to be able to see your face and your eyes. Sometimes people will give too much of their upper torso or their... It depends if you are a dancer. Maybe you do want to do something and show that you're like a ballerina. But for the most part, we want to connect with a face and know that you're a real person. So even having like shades or sunglasses can actually be a deterrent to people connecting, liking, and commenting. So just be aware of that. And then, like I said, spend 1 to 2 hours max on your profile, because as you like and comment and engage on the platform, because I truly think if you spend, don't think about your own post, don't even try to make a post, just comment for the first 2 to 3 weeks to gain that traction. And then when you make a post, there will be an audience in your auditorium versus an empty auditorium.
Oh, okay. Strong. So above the fold, basically your banner, your picture, your title, those still count because it's the first thing people see.
I think of your title as not as much of a business title, but more keywords for being found in search. The more I lean into people's terms that they search for me, I think at some point I've hit 5,000 views of people searching and finding and then clicking on my profile per week.
Wow.
So yes, okay. You want to optimize, because I've taken people like from only getting 10 or 20 views on their search per week to thousands. It can work. So
yeah, a lot of people still see the title as like your job title. So I am the director of marketing.
Right.
And that's it. But it's actually is heavily used in search, heavily influenced by search. So you should use that as an opportunity to get some of those eyeballs.
Yeah, just put some keywords. I mean, if you notice, there's certain people who kind of pack it with keywords like podcast dot YouTube dot right. video, and they put these keywords in there, and it's for a reason.
And it works.
Yes, that's the main place. It's like being found on the first page of Google search.
That's it.
That's where people will find you in that area, and also in your job title down below. So don't worry about that one right now, but above the fold, make sure you have that. And then if you look at my profile, I have highlighted a video that I was on with video influencers with Benji Travis.
Yes.
And I drove traffic to that video by highlighting it as a YouTube video right there in my profile. So just look and see that I have what's called a link to a media file. That's a great place to put your videos. I know Tim Schmoyer's put a lot of his videos there. I'm sure if I think off the top of my head of other YouTubers, Roberta Blake has probably done that. I think Sean Cannell. I mean, I'm just kind of putting it out there. I don't memorize everyone's profiles.
but that's actually, it's a great little tip to end off on. It's watch what everybody else is doing in your industry. If these big names of YouTube are doing certain things, they do it for a specific reason. Maybe they've done the research. Maybe they've already got some strategy that they're trying to do. For you to emulate that is very, very possible. It's all exposed. It's all out there for you to see.
Yeah. And Roberto Blake, for example, was a great example when I looked at him saying, like, I'm a video creator for YouTube. So he put that as his experience, which actually positions him for being one of the top search results when you type in YouTube on LinkedIn.
Yep, absolutely.
So, I mean, he's definitely nailing that. And he's a great example to go check out his profile. He actually said he updated it based on my advice.
There we go.
Shout out to Roberto. He's awesome.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So as we're ending off, any final bits of advice or something that you want people to know about LinkedIn, being a YouTuber, what should they be afraid of or shouldn't they be afraid? Like any pearls of wisdom that you can say, okay, if you can do one thing, I just want you to take away this. What is this?
I want you to take away that it is a platform where people really do want to spend time communicating back and forth with each other. So it's a conversation. So if you do upload your YouTube video and you post it there and then people give you likes and comments, be reciprocal. So comment right. back, like back, go check out their posts, like and comment as you can, because that reciprocal nature will return tenfold the next time you post.
Love it. Judy, so much information and you have so much more to give. So if people want to connect with you, they want to find out what you're up to, what you have going on, where can we do that?
Well, obviously go connect with me on LinkedIn and connect. I still have room in my connections. We max out on LinkedIn at 30,000 connections. So
I'm surprised you have room. I'm surprised.
I still have some room. I'm at 28,000. So Whoa. I don't have that much room left. So it is exciting to see it get to that level. So I have, yeah. So the point is, I still want to connect with people because I can. And so hit the connect button. And I also have my website. It's judifox.com. And that is where I have at the bottom, because I make you scroll past my all my offers. But at the bottom of the website is my 5 tips to commenting well, a 1-page sheet. And then even within that, I give you a tip on what message you can send in the direct messages to reply to people who spam you.
Ooh, okay. Definitely need that. Absolutely. Yes. Guys, everything will be in the show notes. So in case you missed any of these links, don't worry. We got you. Just click below and then you'll be able to see it. And Judy, always fun. Love hanging out with you whenever I meet you at events. Always good talking. So much information. And if you ever connect with Judy in real life, trust me, it's an experience, one Aww. That you want to have. So that's pretty cool. So thank you very much again for spending time with us.
Yeah, loved it.
And for the rest of you still listening, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast application, because you're cool like that and that's what you do. And share this episode with at least one other YouTuber who's maybe struggling to get those views or trying to position themselves. Maybe LinkedIn is a great step for them to do. And to be clear, we're not saying stop doing YouTube. We're saying do it in addition to what you're doing on YouTube. and can't have all your eggs in one basket. This is a great way to diversify and reach the right people. So, Judy, thank you very much one more time, and we'll chat to you soon.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tube Talk, brought to you by VidIQ. Head over to vidIQ.com/tubetalk for today's show notes and previous episodes. Enjoy the rest of your video-making day.